The 39 Steps by John Buchan. Introduction. It would be easy to call it a case of naivete on the part of Richard Hannay, but there was much more to the story. He had just returned to London after living in Rhodesia, so he wasn't fully versed in the intrigue going on in England. That wasn't much of a reason for Hannay allowing a man he met to live in his flat. However, that's what he did, even though Franklin Scudder claimed to be a spy with involvement in an anarchist plot to assassinate the Greek premier. Hannay got into a major problem when Scudder was found murdered in the apartment. The victim left behind a codebook containing the phrase, "The 39 Steps," an apparent message indicating the possible planned escape by the conspirators if they were successful in their assassination plot. Although innocent, Hannay was harassed by authorities and had an extremely difficult time before he was finally cleared after explaining his lack of involvement to the Foreign Office. He was extremely convincing and wound up not only being cleared, but commissioned a captain in the English military. The spy group was extremely angry, and Hannay became a man on the run. He fortunately evaded several close calls that could have ended with his death. All this was at a time when England had just entered into the international intrigue days of World War I. You can now hear the thrilling tale of a private citizen who managed to put his country's interests before his personal safety. This is Hannay's story. 1. The Man Who Died. I returned from the city about 3 o'clock on that May afternoon, pretty well disgusted with life. I had been 3 months in the old country, and was fed up with it. If anyone had told me a year ago that I would have been feeling like that, I should have laughed at them, but there was the fact. The weather made me feverish. The talk of the ordinary Englishman made me sick. I couldn't get enough exercise, and the amusements of London seemed as flat as soda water that has been standing in the sun. "Richard Hannay," I kept telling myself, "you have got into the wrong ditch, my friend, and you had better climb out." It made me bite my lips to think of the plans I'd been building up those last years in Bulawayo. I had got my pile, not one of the big ones, but good enough for me, and I had figured out all kinds of ways of enjoying myself. My father had brought me out from Scotland at the age of 6, and I had never been home since, so England was a sort of Arabian Nights to me, and I counted on stopping there for the rest of my days. But from the first I was disappointed with it. In about a week I was tired of seeing sights, and in less than a month I had had enough of restaurants.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?